Section 1, Introduction. Welcome to the second AAT podcast in the Employment Taxes series covering PAYE settlement agreements. Having covered the basics, including understanding what is a PSA, their purpose, how to apply, and what can or cannot be excluded, this podcast will look at what to do once we have set up a PSA. As I advised in discussing the basics of PSAs, it is best practice to set up and or renew a PSA before the start of the tax year, even though the final date for registration is the 6th of July after the end of the tax year, which relates to the taxable expenses and benefits to be included. Once we've set up our first PSA, we should be aiming to do this every year, remembering that PSAs are annual agreements and that they do have to be renewed every year, unlike a P11D dispensation, which is put in place and should remain valid until changes are made. Therefore, as we work through a timetable of events, we need to add the renewal of the PSA to our list of end-of-year PAYE and P11D checks, which I would be looking at in February each year. That is, of course, before the start of a new tax year. It will allow sufficient time before the end of the current tax year and before the start of the new tax year to do what we need to do.